Big ISO here from Nick Airball. Pepe and Raymond come along.
In this episode of Weekly Poker Hand, we are playing 50, 100, 200, 400 in this hand. A few people limp, gets around to Nick Airball in the straddle, playing about $200,000 deep, so 500-ish effective big blinds. He raises it up with a 10 of spades, 9 of clubs, which is loose. In general, from out of position, if you are going to be raising over limpers, you probably want to have a relatively linear value range of just a lot of your good, strong, best hands, plus some suited connectors and suited aces, because you're going to get called whenever you are out of position. And you know you're going to get called, you really want to have a pretty good hand. That said, Nick Airball does not care. He bumps it up to 3,400. Pepe, who limped in the cutoff with queen, 9 of diamonds, opts to call, as does Raymond in the big blind with pocket sevens. Both these plays are perfectly reasonable. It is worth noting, Pepe's having a rough day going into this hand. He has already stuck 300,000. Let's keep that in mind as we move forward.
Queen for Pepe. Gutter for Nick.
The flop comes. King of spades, queen of clubs, two of spades, pocket sevens, checks. Nick Airball, with his gut shot and backdoor flush draw, not a great hand in this spot, goes for a $6,000 bet, which, you know, is probably not that bad. The pot's $10,750. He bets a little bit bigger than I think you usually want to do when you are playing in a multi-way pot on a board that should connect with both of your opponent's limp and then calling ranges. But whatever, $6,000. Pepe, with his middle pair, is actually already in a pretty dicey spot. You may think, how could you fold middle pair in position? Well, if you consider Nick Airball's logical range, it will be a lot of big cards, right? A lot of big cards, suited connected hands, and suited aces. And against that range, you're not in great shape. You're way behind if he has a queen. If he has a king, you're also in pretty bad shape. And when you are ahead, he's going to be able to continue bluffing on a lot of turns. So I'm not going to say you should fold the queen nine of diamonds immediately on the flop, but it's reasonable, especially with one player yet to act. Remember, pocket sevens is still in there. Now, realize sevens is just going to fold, but that player could easily have a king or a queen or a draw, and that's really, really bad for you. So I get splashing around and calling in this spot, especially if you are against Nick Airball, who does perhaps raise a little bit too wide, but especially when you're playing very deep stacked, you really, really, really want to value hands that can potentially improve to really strong hands. And with queen nine in this spot, notice if a queen comes, yeah, you love it, but you could be against pocket kings, king queen, ace queen, etc., right? So you could still be beat. And if a nine comes, you could easily be against jack 10. So this is not a great spot to be in. Pepe calls, sevens folds. Let's head to the turn.
Nick does not have a whole lot happening here. But who cares? That's 30,000, I believe.
The turn is the three of hearts. A really good card for Pepe. Nick Airball, with his airball, has to figure out if he wants to continue blasting. And if you all have ever watched Nick Airball play, he typically chooses violence. He goes 30,000 in the $22,750 pot, essentially saying, I am really polarized. I either have a really good made hand, like probably ace king or better, maybe king jack and better, or I have a high equity draw like jack 10 of spades, or I have a sporadic nonsense draw like 10-9, or perhaps 6-4 suited, maybe ace 4 suited, something like that. So what do you do against that range? Well, kind of like on the flop, Pepe is in a pretty miserable spot because Nick Airball is going to be able to continue betting with all of his value hands on a lot of rivers, and some of his draws are going to improve on most rivers. Notice if a spade comes on the river, his flushes get there, while his ace 4 or jack 10 offsuits or 10-9 offsuits do not. However, he's going to be able to bluff with those, right? Because he's going to be able to continue value betting with his very good hands, like sets and two pairs, as well as with the flushes, and he gets to mix in a lot of bluffs. Even if the river is a total blank, yeah, he's going to have to check with some of his bluffs, but he still has plenty of value bets that can continue value betting, and that also allows him to bluff. So I think this is a pretty nasty spot for Pepe. Let's see if he finds the call.
Yeah, 30,000 into 22,000. Pepe snap calls.
After much deliberation, Pepe finds the call. Ugh. I mean, look, I guess his plan in this scenario is to call the turn and then call on safe rivers. And if you think your opponent will have too many weak hands in their pre-flop raising range, and you think they will bet the flop too wide, and you think they will overbet the turn too wide, then I think it's actually a pretty good strategy. If all that's correct. The problem is it's very difficult to know if all that's correct, but if there is a player where it's probably correct, it's against Nick Airball. So while Pepe's play certainly looks dicey so far, it's probably okay. Let's go to the river.
With second pair, let's play a huge pot. Three spades out there now, and Nick jams. Wow. Overbet turn, overbet jam on the river, and Pepe just has second pair.
The river is the four of spades, and Nick Airball with his 10 high decides to fire a gigantic airball shell, not of a third pot, half pot, full pot, but 2x pot all in. This may seem wild, may seem aggressive, but I actually love the play with a hand that cannot win at showdown with a decent flush blocker. If you somehow find yourself in the spot in Nick's shoes, rip it in and try to win the pot. I love it. What I want to know, though, is how would you have played this scenario? Because at the start of this hand, Pepe was stuck around $300,000. If you are playing a hand in a situation against an opponent who has stuck tons of money, does that make you more or less likely to attempt a large bluff against them? Take a second, think about it, and let me know what you think in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, do me a quick favor, click the like and subscribe button. It's free for you and it helps me.
I think Nick has called the clock.
I think in general, when someone has stuck a lot of money, you should be way less inclined to try to bluff them because they start to get a little bit desperate. And when people get desperate, they usually find calls they would not naturally find. That said, this board has ran out so nasty for one pair hands, which is most likely what Pepe has, that I think even if I think my opponent's going to be a little bit call happy, I'm still going to run this bluff in Nick Airball's shoes. You just have to. With his exact hand, going for it is mandatory. Let's see if Pepe can find the hero call.
Okay, Nick. You got it, bro.
He does finally fold. And
that?
Nick gets it through. What a ridiculous bluff, and it works.
Sean, sit 200K deep with me and let's see if you call, buddy.
I got snap call, yo.
None of you
I just called him that one pair earlier.
Not 200,000.
I have 70.
You guys come sit 200,000 deep with me, all of you.
Oh, poor Pepe.
Deep. I'll put you
look what you do to him. Look what you do to him.
Good. He's a net.
After much thought, the clock being called, Pepe reluctantly finds the fold. And I certainly cannot fault him for it because if you think about it, a lot of Nick airballs on the flop and the turn got there on the river. Tough spot, nasty scenario. Pepe gets stuck more. And this actually demonstrates why you want to make sure you're playing hands that can improve to decently strong hands. Because in this spot, Nick Airball is going to be able to continue blasting it off. And the Queen 9 is just not a great hand to find call downs with. So if I was in Pepe's shoes, I probably would just let it go on the turn. Yeah, you get bluffed some portion of the time, but Pepe has to realize he's going to have a lot of better hands that can call on the turn, like a king, two pairs, sets, etc. And a lot of high equity draws like flush draws and straight draws that can easily call as well. So if anything in this spot, you got to just ditch it on the turn because Nick Airball is going to fire that gigantic shell some portion of the time. And you want to make sure you're prepared to call it on the river a decent chunk of the time. That's it for today. Good luck. Have fun. And I'll talk to you next time.